Together at 3 minutes after the hour of eight. Would you call the roll, please?
Kirkowski.
Here.
Kirsten Vasquez.
Here.
Kirsten Holker. Kirsten Summers. Kirsten Price Thompson. Representative Calico.
Here.
Chair Keller.
Here. Okay, the only bill in front of us today is HB 102, Residential Psychiatric Education Funding. We're going to do, there was a meeting this week. I'll try to describe it, and I'll give opportunity to the department if they want to correct me, because it's going to be a subjective report and just kind of conversational. And then and I'll give opportunity to Janet also. But it was a meeting between essentially between RPTC and the Anchorage School District. And the department was very accommodating and was there to just help out and to kind of monitor what happened. So I really appreciate the fact that you're paying attention and it worked out. And the bottom line is, I guess on a positive side, the Anchorage School District indicated that they really realized that we need to work on collaboration and communication both between RPTC and the school district, and maybe a little bit with us, but more between those two. And I appreciate that, and I anticipate good things are coming. I would assume that several of you know more than I do as far as when the next steps will come. But what we're going to do as far as the committee is concerned is we're not going to go further this year with this bill. We're going to set it aside. I'm going to appoint a subcommittee. I'm going to appoint Representative Vasquez as chair of that subcommittee, Representative Dave Talrico, and Representative Harry Drummond. They've all agreed to do that. And I would just ask the subcommittee to come back with a recommendation to the committee as a whole and leave it real broad. But I want to say that from my perspective, it's ideal if it's locally driven. In other words, if we can see peace and we see the kids being taken care of in all the school districts, you know, and we're satisfied with that. My own personal feeling is that we should not proceed with legislation, but if we have to come up with a model piece of legislation, that's what the subcommittee, I'm asking the subcommittee to do. And also, in as much as he is willing, I'm going to appoint the commissioner to be on that subcommittee also. And I really appreciate the accommodation of the department. And I'd also like to suggest to the chair of the subcommittee, Representative Vasquez, that this bill is also in the Senate. And so anything the subcommittee can do to communicate and to maybe solicit their help would be helpful too. I appreciate that. So, is there any questions? Did I leave anything out? First, I'll ask Janet. Go to the mic if you have things to add. If you don't, okay. Did you have anything? Was that fair enough? Okay. And then,
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
I have a question. Thank you. I'm sorry, I have been a little bit busy with our responsibilities on this side of the House. I have not followed the progress of this bill on the Senate side. Has it been heard in the Education Committee of the Senate?
Representative Drummond, I do not know the answer. I have not been following either. I've been focused on what we were doing. Any other questions? Representative Christ Thompson has joined us. I'm sorry. Representative Vasquez?
Mr. Chairman, do we know the Senate bill number?
It has not been heard yet.
Okay. My staff tells me it has not been heard yet in the Senate, so, and I do not know the number. I should have done my homework, but...
That's okay. We should be able to...
Okay. And what I'm going to do is we have a number of people online to answer questions, but... they didn't know what direction we were going to go with this, and I'm just not going to take testimony unless, you know, somebody really makes it known that they're really passionately, I missed something, you know. So, any other questions? Representative Seaton.
Mr. Chairman, I really appreciate North Star's April 13th response. I just wanted to put on the record that appreciated their acceptance of the proposal for an amendment for Alaska Teaching Certificate. The one thing is question number three that really hadn't been resolved. And I guess since, as a subcommittee meets, and also the conversations with North Star and others, one of the stickiest problems is trying to figure out the amount of money that would go per student. And I'm not sure why the amount of money from a student depends on what district they came from. So I think, you know, we have a base student allocation, which is a known amount for every school district for children. I mean, it shouldn't matter if they are arriving in Anchorage to North Star that they came from Hooper Bay or they came from the Mat-Su or Anchorage or the Kenai Peninsula. The education amount doesn't seem to me whether it was a small school, so there was a, so that student needed more money in that small school, that that's any different for the residential psychiatric treatment center than it would be for somebody that came as a residential student from Anchorage that came from a large school, because their educational costs for the student are not seemingly to me to be tied to what the physical characteristics of the school that the student came from. So I just wanted to, as the committee or the subcommittee evaluates that, that was the one thing in the letter that hasn't been resolved. I see that they were going to contact Kenai Peninsula School District to, because they had questions about that, and I really appreciate that. I haven't heard anything back from that. I don't intend to. I mean, that should come to the subcommittee. But I just thought I should put it on the record that there's that one seemingly overlarge question of funding and how that's allocated and why it would make a difference where the student came from. So thank you, Mr. Chairman. Appreciate it.
Yeah, Representative Seaton, I want to add one little thing to that, just for the context of your question that you may not agree with, but we really don't want to get into a long debate because we'll be calling up testimony and everything else. But I believe that the primary issue that is being struggled with, and by the way, I appreciate your question, and the subcommittee will deal with it. But the premise is that a really important element for these kids is to work with their home district, because many of them return. And so it's a, even though they're enrolled in the Anchorage School District, there's a eye toward getting them back and keeping them connected. And the more rural the situation, the more unique will be the challenge of, coordinating each student's personal education. I would assume that that's part of the rationale that has left that a question that you have raised. I'm not saying your question is valid. I'm just saying I believe that's the context. So. Any other comments? With that, I'm going to gavel out, but take a plate of goodies with you when you go. This is the last committee meeting this year. I say that very guardedly. You know, things happen fast around here. The representative has a question. Oh, take an Eddie's. Is whether or not, and this is something that we've talked about and never really pushed across the line, and I think it's important to put it on the record. There's been a growing interest, and I've heard it from a number of sources, including from some of the senators, that we ought to be looking at and evaluating whether or not our district boundaries are legitimate, if they can be combinations, if there can be better ways of defining the district lines. And so what I'm going to do here, I will go ahead and say we'll, this subcommittee that has been formed, if they're willing, if they'll take that one on also to give the committee just some guidance and the ideas that are out there maybe, and leave it to the initiative of the subcommittee to look at that and come back to the full committee and give us information on the appropriateness of the
looking at, you know, if there should be a need for redefining what districts are, what boundaries, you know. And if you're not interested, Representative Hammond, I will offer it to Representative Kreis Tompkins. Representative Vasquez has agreed to chair. Representative Talrico on the run here has been hit with it, and he kind of goes, yeah, okay. So, Representative Drummond and Representative Kreis Thompson, do you have a response?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. When I was on the school board in Anchorage, Sean Parnell was I believe he was a senator at the time, here down here in Juneau, and he made the observation in this one particular case that Prince of Wales Island was either four or five school districts on that island, and yeah. Four and I believe a fifth at that time in the 90s serving homeschoolers perhaps. This is a long time ago, so it's a little bit fuzzy. But I looked at the numbers and said, you know, with 1,000 kids on that entire island, to have four separate school districts and four separate administrations didn't make a whole lot of sense. But I was not in any position to judge that, being from an urban school district myself, that you could drive from one school to the next and anybody in town could go visit them all. I almost think that a subject like that would be suitable to the committee as a whole to study, because we represent such far-flung corners of the state.
You know, no, I'm going to, Representative Drummond, I will appoint a subcommittee. And the purpose is that will give us something to start with. In other words, the subcommittee has the option and the access to the drafters and everything and come up with ideas and recommendations. And it'll just, for a matter of efficiency, I want to do it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, of course it'll be a subject of the committee as a whole, mm-hmm. you know, and I won't hurry it. Mm-hmm. It's just that we need, if we can get some work on it leading into it, it'd be very helpful. Mm-hmm. So
I'd be interested in serving on that.
Okay, great. And then we'll name Representative Jonathan Kreis Tompkins as alternate. Okay.
Would that require just, you know, committee work or travel, or I don't know how we can judge the effectiveness of a school district's boundaries without getting an idea of what that involves.
Representative Drummond, that is all undetermined, obviously, but if there is a need for some travel, as chair of the committee, I'll be more than willing to bring that up to the leadership to see if it's an option. So, Representative Drummond?
I was involved, as a school board member, with boundary changes among the high schools and the middle schools in Anchorage. It took several years of intense work. It was very, very contentious. And this was just in the same mm-hmm. school district where, you know, there were loyalties to schools. It was unbelievable how difficult that was. So I'm just a warning. And it had to be done. It had to be done at one point. We built two new middle schools. So all the middle school kid boundaries had to change. But some of those kids got to go to brand new schools. When we changed the high school boundaries, there were no new high schools at that time. And the struggle was enormous to talk about sending kids to different parts of the city, busing them to different parts of the city. You know, they still were their neighborhood schools, but the change is always difficult, always, always difficult. So,
Representative Drummond, your caution is well heard, and we'll let the subcommittee hammer it out as far as the scope. When you start from zero, it's easy, right? So if you come back right. In the fall, next spring, I mean, right. and say, well, yeah, we ought to do it, you know, and with no backup, that's what we'll get. But well, I'll leave that up to the subcommittee. We'll see.
And I know that you, as a Mr. Chair, as a member representing the MATSU, which is building new schools, you have the same kinds of issues. When a new school opens, it's time to move kids around. So it's an issue.
It is
definitely an issue.
So just to make a record clear again, we're asking a subcommittee again to work on, come back to the full committee with recommendations on possibilities for consolidation or altering school district boundaries on the committee. Again, Representative Vasquez, Chair, Representative Dave Talrico, Representative Drummond, and then Representative Christ Tompkins as alternate. So, thank you. With that, 20-minute meeting, that's not bad. We're going to have a lot.